सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। ॐ श्रीनारदाय नमो नमः।
सूत्रवान्
अथातो भक्तिं व्याख्यास्यामः
अथातो भक्तिं व्याख्यास्यामः। नाउ यू ओपन योर कंटेंट इन योर बुक। इफ यू डोंट हैव बुक यू कैन टेक इट फ्रॉम हियर। सो द फर्स्ट सूत्र इज अथातो भक्तिं व्याख्यास्यामः। वी विल एक्सपाउंड व्हाट इज भक्ति, व्हाट इज डिवोशन। So what is devotion is now discussed in rest of all 83 sutras, and these 83 sutras are divided into 10 chapters. So the first chapter tells about the bhakti, love divine. Chapter 2, parabhakti. Have you heard the name parabhakti? Supreme parabhakti. Then 8 to love divine, how to develop love divine, magic of satsang and danger of dussang. This all comes under bhakti. Who crosses maya, kinds of love divine, practice of love divine, glory of sages, obstacles and remedies. Avoid arguments, cultivate devotion. Then fruits of love divine, teachers. And in the Phalashruti it is said, you will certainly get success. So the whole path is fully discussed here. So what is bhakti is the sutra number one, and the rest of this is the answer to that question. Now we come to sutra number two.
Sātu
Sātu
Asmin Parama Prema Rupa सातु अस्मिन् परम प्रेम रूपा
सातु अस्मिन् परम प्रेम रूपा। सा इज अ फेमिन, सो इट रेफर्स टू व्हाट भक्तिम इन सूत्र नंबर वन। द वर्ड भक्तिम हैज कम इन सूत्र नंबर वन, दैट भक्ति वर्ड इज फेमिनिन, देयरफॉर व्हाट इज दैट भक्ति? सा Tu means indeed, and tu means answer also. Now Naresh is going to give answer to that question. What is this bhakti? So he said, the first question was, athato bhakti vyakhyama. So now answer is coming. It is said, sa bhakti param prema rupa. Param prema rupa. What is bhakti? Param prema. We'll see each word. What is prem? What is param? And what is asmin? Everything you will see. Okay. Supreme love. Param prem. For whom? Asmin. Asmin. Asmin's what? Asmin means God. You should note that Narada is not mentioning any name of any God. He is not saying Ram, Krishna, Shiva, Durga, Ganesh. No. Your Ishta Devta can be anybody. So if he tells Ram, what will happen? Then other people will get offended, those who are the follower of other Devta. Asmin. Asmin means God. No Devta mentioned here. Okay. So Satu Asmin Param Prema Rupa means what? That devotion is indeed of the nature of supreme love in God. Supreme love in God. When Narad Ji got instruction from his father Brahma Ji, you all know he is a Manas Putra. Along with 10 sages, he was born, 9 sages got married, and one he decided to remain bachelor. Not only that, he did not attend the marriage of his other 9 brothers also. Went back with Brahmaji, and Brahmaji gave him knowledge. Then he asked, what I am supposed to do? So Brahmaji said, Sarvatmani akiladhare dhidha bhaktim yatha bhavishyanti. Your job is that you go and see that every person gets the bhakti which is dhidha bhakti. Dhidha. Firm devotion. That is your job. Here also you will find Brahmaji is not mentioning the name of any god. Sarvatmani akiladhare. And who is God? The next question comes. Who is God? So here it is says, Sarvatmani. Sarvatmani, who is the Atma for all? Number one. Number two, who is support of whole world? So Atma of all being, Sarvatmani, and support of whole world. So what is the difference? Atma in every being which is the sentient part. And as a support of the whole world means he is the support of both sentient and insentient things, inert things also. Sarvatmani. So Asmin means here Paramatmani, in the God, in the Supreme Self. Okay. So one thing is decided that we should have a Paramprem. What is Paramprem? We will discuss. But that param prem should be toward God, not OET. I understand you know all object emotions are not world, not OET. Param prem. So there are 3 aspects in bhakti. What is devotion? What is bhakti? Number one. Number two, what is the altar of devotion? Two, and number three, who is a devotee? So, bhakta, bhagavan, and bhakti. 3 aspects are there. Who is a devotee? Bhakta. Whom should we worship? Bhagavan. And bhakti, what is devotion? Devotion means what? So the whole thing will be slowly it will be expounded. So Narad Ji is not saying anything about the Bhagwan. He's not saying anything about the Bhagwan, Ram, Krishna, Shiva, nothing about that. But he cannot tell also who is Bhagwan. Difficult. Then who will tell who is Bhagwan? So Tulsidas Ji say, so jane jehi dehu janai. Only when you become a devotee, Lord only will reveal to you that who he is. You become devotee, Lord Krishna will reveal you who am I, or devotee of any devta, ishta devta, whatever is your ishta devta. He will reveal it to yourself. So since Lord will say this thing, why Narad should take credit for that? Oh, you should do this bhakti or that bhakti. Truly speaking, the essence of all God is one only. So that God himself will say. There are many Puranas, Devi Puran, they will say Devi is the ultimate source. Shiv Puran will say Shiv is the source. Vishnu Puran will say Vishnu is the ultimate goal. So each Puran will tell you the same thing, but what is the common factor in Shiva, Vishnu, Durga or other Ganesh is the one essence, one same factor, same Paramatma is there. So what is our job? So our job is to do bhakti, become bhakta. We become bhakta. And what is the job of Lord? To reveal himself. That is job. In Bhagavad Gita we have seen, if you become bhakta, Lord promises, Dadami Buddhi Yogam. Our job is to, you become bhakta, and it is the job of the Lord to give us the buddhi. Buddhi means what? He will tell you how you will come to know about me. Dadami Buddhi Yogam. So our job is become bhakta, that's all. His job is, like when we go into sleep, our job is to make preparation. Sleep is not in our hand. It is in the hand of Lord. Similarly, we have to come up to the Sattaguna, but going beyond Sattaguna is the job of Lord. So he will reveal himself. So the definition of bhakti, sātu asmin param prem rūpā. Okay, we will discuss param prem. This point is still to be discussed. But before that, we go to sutra number 3. What is the nature of this bhakti?
Amrita svarūpācha.
Amrita
svarūpācha.
Cha means also. It is not only param prem, but it is the nature swarupa of that bhakti is amrit swarupa. You will get amrit, immortal. Immortality you will get. Okay, now let us understand what is param prem. So before going to prem, let us understand prem. We all understand prem very well. What is prem according to us? We love our family, our house, our dog, our cat, and also others also. But how is this love? It is based on attraction. Or some interest. Or some infatuation. It is not permanent. We are attracted to something, or we have some interest or fascination for something. It is a sort of permanent type of thing. It is based on some condition. If the condition is fulfilled, it's okay. Otherwise, it is not there. Okay. What is param? Param means niratisaya. Niratisaya means we have na good, better, best. Is there any word like bestest? Better than best? No. So bestest means what? Beyond that, there is nothing greater, nothing more than that. Niratisaya, unexcelled. Niratisaya, unexcelled. That is param. Are you understanding the type of bhakti which the Lord is expecting from us? It is not at the level of good. I can make myself better, or this is best. He is talking about that prem which cannot go further beyond that. Unexcelled. And some Mahatma define it, param means unconditional. Unconditional. What is unconditional? Our prem is always conditional. If this condition happens, then I am okay. If this is not happening, I am not interested. Conditional. So this prem is based on because of, not in spite of. Lord wants prem bhakti from us, not based on or not because of, but in spite of, whatever it may be. Even if I am suffering, I am undergoing sorrows, still my bhakti is firm. Where my bhakti is firm, like Sudama. Unconditional bhakti. And how is our bhakti? Our bhakti is always conditional. If the prem is conditional, then it can never become amrit sarupa. It will be mrit sarupa. Condition change, love change. Kata. Do you agree? If the love or prem is conditional, it cannot become immortal. It cannot become amrit sarupa, because the love is dependent on condition, and when the condition change, love also change. Khatam. It is not param prem. It is mrit sarupa. Therefore, our love ends fast because it is conditional. Now this is a famous joke. What is this joke? A girl asked the boy, "You love me because my father is going to give you a lot of money?" Conditional. It always happens in India. How much dowry you are going to give me? Conditional. If you say I will keep and I will not, and you don't give it afterwards, you know what happens after that. Problems. Conditional. But the boy said, even if your uncle gives, still I will love you. See? So what is the condition? Condition is he is interested in the money. Whether your father gives or your uncle gives, doesn't matter. I will love you if somebody gives me money. It is conditional love. See? If it is conditional, it is mrit sarupa. If the condition is not fulfilled, that love will not be permanent. Divorce will happen. Mrit sarupa. So here the love is because of money. It is not in spite of money. Are you understanding the difference? So param prem means unexcelled love, unconditional love. That is called param prem. That is bhakti. We all say bhakti is very easy. Is it not so? As we further go deep, 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 you will find what is bhakti. It is not simply giving the archana, om namah 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 namah. It's not that. So the prem should be unexcelled. Number 2, unconditional. And this is possible only in one case, that is Paramatma. Because it is Amrit Sarupa, because Paramatma is immortal. Such type of bhakti cannot happen with anybody else. Anybody else. Because Paramatma is infinite, therefore result will be also infinite. If Paramatma is Amrit Sarup, I also become Amrit Sarup. Other than Paramatma, all are mrit. All are changing and perishable. See, if I love anything which is changing and perishable, will I get immortality? No. I will not get immortality. So what do we get? If we do param prem to objects, beings of the world, we get attached only. That's all. We get only attachment, nothing else. Then our love is also conditional. See, our prem is based, how much disbelief we have toward the Lord. When we go to the temple, okay, you give me building first, I want a house. Then I will come and I will give you $11 puja. You want a house of $1 million and you want to give Lord $11.
That also not in the beginning.
See the prem. We love God. See the prem. We tell him, you fulfill first your condition, then I will come, then I will say, what you will do with the money? You are the Lord of the whole world. What you will do with $11? I give you $1. Lord says, okay, chalo, theek hai. Okay. The param prem should be whether the Bhagwan loves me or not, Bhagwan will give me moksha or not, Bhagwan will remove my sorrow or not, but I continue to love Bhagwan is param prem. In spite of anything. I may be in bad shape financially, physically, but still I love Bhagwan. So bhakta loves Paramatma. Even the in adverse condition, he never complains to Paramatma. Sudama Bhaji in adverse condition, hand to mouth condition, but never complain. And love Paramatma always. We have got many examples of Paramprem. Prahlad. See? How much he was tortured by his father. Did his love come down? No. This is Paramprem. Our prem toward the Lord vanishes within 2 seconds. You did not fulfill. I pray to you that my child should pass in the class. He didn't pass. Ja, nahi jaenge. I will not go and see you. See? Prahlad. So his love toward Lord Vishnu never decreased. Never, never. In the case of Mirabai, in spite of so much adversities, nobody was cooperating, nobody was helping her. Still she did not leave Bhagwan. Tulsidas ji says, what is this param prem? जाहि न चाहे कबहि कछु तुमसन सहज स्नेहु तुमसंग सहज स्नेहु स्नेह मीन्स प्रेम व्हाट इज प्रेम द सहज प्लेन सिंपल आई डोंट एक्सपेक्ट एनीथिंग फ्रॉम यू बट स्टिल आई लव यू दैट इज हाउ तुलसीदास जी सेज दिस सो दैट प्रेम इज अमृत स्वरूपा दैट इज भक्ति सो परम प्रेम Amrit Sarupa Cha. So this much is bhakti. It has to be prem, which is param. Param means supreme. Supreme means unexerted, unconditional. It should be in spite of, not because of. It is Amrit Sarupa. It is toward the Lord, which is immortal, and not toward the mortals. Okay. So if love is for any objects and if we receive it, that love is there, then in the few moments it will go away because we desire something else again. That is temporary. It goes away. So conditional love can't be Amrit Sarupa. Condition changes and love also changes. So all finite things are conditioned. Paramatma is not conditioned. All finite things are conditioned, they are changing and perishable, but Paramatma is not conditioned, he is not changing and perishable, Paramatma is eternal. Therefore, Paramprem can happen only with Paramatma. So Naradji first in few sutra tells about the bhakti and prem. And how it will go and develop into param prem or parabhakti. That is why I read out the whole 10 chapters, headings, captions. Immediately after this will come the parabhakti. What is parabhakti? Slowly, slowly, slowly will develop the theme. Then Guruji says, what is param prem, Amrit Sarupa? How do we measure our love? Whether my love is param prem or not. How do I test it? How do I examine it? First you see your identification. How much you are identified with that? Test number one is your identification. And test number two is how much you can sacrifice for that. So identification and sacrifice, these two things, by these two things you can test whether your prem is param or not. How much you are identified with that and how much you can sacrifice for it. So identification means oneness, you become one with that. There was a person who loved his money. He will not spare, he will not give to anybody. Prem to what? Money. Once a thief came and said at gunpoint, okay, you give me your money. He gave money. Is it param prem toward money? No. Ready to give up. Why? Against what? Life. Which is more important? Life. Money is not that important. So it is said when the identification with the God is more and more, you come nearer and nearer to the Param, and what happens then? You become one with Lord. Slowly, 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 you become one with Lord. In bhakti, there are four stages. First, the bhakta wants to go to Salokya. I want to go to the lok of Lord. Then when he reaches the lok, then he wants to come near God, Samipya. Then he wants to dress like God, Sarupya. And then Sayujya. He becomes one with the Lord. And Tulsidas ji says, Janat tumahi tumahi hoi jai. Knowing you, you become that. Knowing Brahman, one become Brahman. Same thing. Same thing here in bhakti also. So when the person knows God and becomes one with God, that is called param prem, total oneness. In Gita chapter 7, Lord says, Jnani tu atmaiva me matam. Jnani is my atma. There is no difference between Jnani and me. We are one and same. From the standpoint of consciousness, all beings are at par with Lord. From the standpoint of consciousness, not conditioning, without upadhi. With upadhi, we all are different. Without upadhi, we all are one and same. Therefore, Lord says, Jnani tu atmaiva me matam. So, Jnani is my own self. Total oneness, when is there, then it is param prem. Okay, you must have heard the name of freedom fighter Bhagat Singh. So he was a revolutionary, joined the revolutionary party, and then all the netas, they said, you see, you are wearing turban. You are wearing turban. So you will be identified very soon. What you have to do? You have to cut your hair. Make like other human beings, other people. See the prem toward the country. He said, what we are talking about my hair, I am ready to cut my head. Prem, sacrifice. You see the how much sacrifice he was ready to do? We are not ready to even sacrifice 45 minutes for Narad Bhakti Sutra. What to talk about bhakti? When we say you get up in the morning, first thing you say, what will happen to my sleep? See? What type of sacrifice is expected in bhakti? We don't want to even forgo one cup of our morning tea. We don't want to get up in Brahma Muhurt. We don't want to do sadhana. And we want bhakti. So in Parampreme, first thing is tyag, tyag of material things. Then only we can go high. Get up early in the morning, give up your cup of coffee, sit in sadhana, then you will go up. People are not even able to think of balancing their life, even my repeating for last 5 years, we have to balance our life, we are too much in the material world. Balance your life, take out some time for sadhana, take up some time for. We are not throwing that. We are not throwing world. So when we do this tyag of material things, then minus will go. Attachment toward the things will go. What we are doing? We are holding this. OIT holding, not leaving. Attachment is not leaving. When you leave this attachment, first the attachment will go, then your ego will go. I-ness will also go slowly. Minus has to go. Minus, M-Y-N-E-S-S. Minus has to go. Then after that, I-ness will go. So what Gurudev writes here, please open your page number 11. If you don't have book, you can take it from here. Devotion is defined in various ways by various teachers, but to Devarsi Narad, it is indeed the supreme love for God. It depends upon nothing else. A mind totally turned toward God in love, demanding nothing and not even liberation, is mind filled with devotion. Thoughts constantly flowing in the love toward the Supreme is devotion. Underline this line. Thought constantly, sajatiya vritti prabha, is bhakti. Constantly. How it will happen constantly? He demands 24 hours, 365 days. How will it happen? It will happen only with the karma yoga. You are remembering Lord in all actions. Karma yoga is bhakti. Karma yoga is bhakti. Thought constantly flowing in love toward the Supreme is devotion. Nobody else, nothing else, no one else but Narayan. This attitude of the heart is love. What all you have to sacrifice? Are you understanding? Nobody else, nothing else, no one else but Narayan. This attitude of the heart is love. This state is called exclusive love, ananya prem, and this total love for the Lord is devotion. This is bhakti. Did he mention anything about the puja? I will get a garland, I will do prasad and all that. Then on page 13, Gurudev writes, man is constantly seeking his share of peace and happiness, and since he does not know the real source of these, what is our problem? Problem is that we don't know the source of happiness. He seeks them in the midst of the sense objects. Source is only one. What is that source? Our own Atman. Where it is? Inside us. Where are we searching for the sukh? Outside, in the objects of the world. But when he is in his supreme devotion, comes to turn his entire attention completely toward the self, it is 100% turning. He experiences the immortal, the infinite, as intimately as he experienced before the world, and it changes. So you cannot ride on two boats at a time. We all are trying, we want material sukh also, and we want amrit also at the same time. It will never happen. We have to choose. We have to leave temporary things, impermanent things, and then turn toward our own self to get permanent things. Bhagwan himself says in Bhagavad, the mind that constantly contemplates upon the sense object irresistibly comes to revel in their finite joy, and the mind that learns to constantly remember me comes to dissolve into me and revel in me. Visyan dhyayascha cittam visayesu visajjate mam anusparati cittam mayyeva pravidiyate. It is the mind. Whether you take it to the OET, it will revel there, or the take that mind from OET to self, it will be. Go and enjoy the immortality. But if you say, I want to divide 50% going outside, 50% going outside, nahi hoga. Thakur Ramakrishna used to say, you cannot reach your destination by putting one leg in one boat, another leg in another boat. You can't reach. Therefore, we have to choose one, any one. Then sutra number 4. What is the result of bhakti?
Yallabdhva
Yallabdha
Puman Siddho Bhavati
Siddho Bhavati
Amrito Bhavati
Amrito Bhavati
Tripto Bhavati
Tripto Bhavati
Yallabdhva Puman Siddho Bhavati Amrito Bhavati Tripto Bhavati.
Yallabdha, having gained. If you have got the Paramprem and if you are identified with the Lord, you become one with the Lord, then what will happen? Siddho Bhavati, you become perfect. You become perfect means we feel now we are incomplete. Then you will feel you are complete, perfect. Amrito Bhavati, we are mortal now, you become immortal. Tripto Bhavati, we are not satisfied now, you will be fully satisfied. So this is the result of that Parampreema Swarupa, Parampreema Rupa, Amrit Swarupa Bhakti. So this Puman, who was this Puman? Puman is a person who was ordinary, but now after this bhakti, he has become extraordinary. Earlier he was imperfect, now he is perfect. Earlier was mortal, now he has become immortal. Earlier was atripta, now he is tripta. So siddha bhavati, perfect, accomplished. Amrita, immortal, tripta. So Paramatma is deathless. Once you get united with that Paramatma, you also become. Are you understanding the science? Paramatma is immortal. If I become one with the Paramatma, I also become immortal. Therefore, Amrito Bhavati. Before I became united or became one with Lord, I was incomplete. I always used to think I need these things of the world to make myself complete. I never became complete. But when I became one with the Lord, what happened? Incompleteness gone. I became complete. Siddho Bhakti. Here Siddho Rajnat means does he get Siddhi, he becomes small, big, light and heavy. Not that Siddhis. Here Siddhi means he becomes complete. And then Tripto Bhavati. So Bhakta becomes immortal. Tulsidas ji says, Payo Param Visram. Payo Param Visram. After having getting that Lord, becoming one with the Lord. Payo param visrama. After that, nothing is needed. The same thing is said in Gita. Yo mam pasyati sarvatra sarvam cha mai pasyati tasyaham na pranasyami sachamaye pranasyati. If one person is able to see the Atman in all beings, starting from Brahma to Pipilika. Pipilika means ant. In each and everything, if I am able to see that Atman in one and all, then Lord says, he is seeing me everywhere, whether his eyes are closed or whether his eyes are open, whether he is in sorrow or whether he is in joy, he is always seeing me. And I am also not away from him. Lord is also not away from him. And he is also seeing. He becomes one with the Lord. He is never away from the Lord. Whether his eyes are open or closed, doesn't matter. Tripta, how we become tripto bhavati? You see, worldly things gives us the tripti, but this tripti is short. When we go to the party, tripta. After that, he says, "Are you love Rasgulla? One more? No, tripta." But after 8 hours, 6 hours, again, back to square one. Tripto bhavati. How this tripta you will explain? Suppose you see, you are throwing a party. You have invited many guests, your relatives and all that, and everybody is enjoying. At that time somebody is saying, "Oh, you also come and join us." At that time you say, no, I am tripta. Why? Your heart is full. When heart is full, your stomach is also full. Tripta. What is our present state? Our heart is not full. Even the stomach is full, we need more. We are still atripta. With the bhakti, the heart becomes full. Therefore, there is no need for anything else. So this Puman, he never requires any worldly things. We'll read one paragraph from Gurudev's commentary, page 15. Love is its own fulfillment. This love will give you fulfillment, purnata. A devotee, after having gained this subtle wealth of supreme devotion, discovers an infinite satiation in itself, by itself, for itself. The completeness, the satiation, the tripti will come with the love. He lacks thereafter nothing. He requires nothing. He has become complete, requires nothing from the world. Rich in his love, he steadily lives on and experiences no change. No more is he conscious of the usual thraldom of existence. He comes to gain immortality and lives here among us, even while apparently living the worldly life of daily joys and sorrow. Daily life and joys and sorrow is coming. So his body is experiencing. Where is his mind? See, mind, either you will go to the objects of the world, within the world, or the mind is somewhere. The mind is always there. Yoga ratoba, bhoga ratoba. Have you studied in Bhaj Govindam? A perfect man, you might be seeing Guruji in 5-star hotel, but people say, what is this sannyasi is doing in 5-star hotel? But ask Guruji, where is your mind? He says, aya, khalo, chalo. His mind is somewhere else. Since his mind is constantly resting at his feet in devotion, he lives in infinitude, which is the nature of the Lord. There is an exhilarating satisfaction in the subjective bosom of a true devotee, even though he may be living in utter starvation, penury, misery, and sorrow. As Sudama Pure did, he lives inwardly full, rich, happy, and you understanding what is bhakti, what is param prem, amrit swarupa, And after having got that, yallabdha. Yallabdha means you got that parampram. Getting that parampram means you got united, you become one. You are 100% identified. How do you test your prem? Identification and sacrifice. Are you ready to sacrifice everything? We are not ready to sacrifice our 1 hour of sleep. See? Check yourself, find whether we are ready to sacrifice or not. How much we are identified with the world and how much we are identified with the Lord. We'll see more in our next class.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.